Hey, y'all. I love to give practical tips and tricks and a true application of what we talk about in each episode. And today's episode is no different. It is chock full of questions that you can ask yourself in order to move forward. And what we're really discussing today is why cravings are a reflection of the past 24 hours. So as always, let me know how you like the episode and let's get right in. Welcome to Think Beyond the Drink. This podcast is for women who want to unravel their relationship with alcohol and other vices without labels, stigma, or judgment. We focus on things that give us energy, not take from it. This is for women who want to feel the aliveness and vitality in their life again, who want deep, intimate connections and a purpose-driven life. Have you ever woken up craving a fatty breakfast, a really sugary treat right when you wake up in the morning, or some other food that you don't normally eat? Or have you ever woken up and your mood is just off? You wake up and you're like, ugh, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, as they say, just really grouchy and not in a good mood. Have you ever had an amazing night's sleep, but still felt like you were so tired when you wake up in the morning? So what I would really love to talk about today is how today is a reflection of yesterday. And we can even say it's a reflection of the last few years, but we're going to start by really looking at how today is a reflection of what happened yesterday. And as always, I come up with the ideas around what podcast topic to discuss from something that really has occurred to me and is really alive in my life. And this morning, I woke up with this huge craving for biscuits with sausage and eggs from this cute little trailer in Austin. It has some of the most delicious biscuits, and they're like the sweet kind of biscuit, right? That already has like honey and butter just like soaked in it. And I woke up with this hardcore craving for when. And it was one of those cravings, and you guys will probably know what I'm talking about here, but it was one of those intense cravings that you can't imagine not satisfying, right? You can't imagine not scratching the itch, if you will, because it just feels like that craving is such a big part of you. Like there is no separation between your craving and your mind. Like you don't have a choice. You have to have it. And this may be a familiar feeling for those of you who love having a sweet at the end of the night, or for those who have a drink at the end of the day. It's like one of those things where your whole entire body is telling you to do it, even though on this deeper level, like I always like to call this the soul talking, that soul level that knows that you really don't want it, but everything in your body is saying, have the thing that we're craving. Well, I had one of those this morning, and it's really outside of my norm because usually I just have a really basic breakfast. Most of humans eat the same thing every day, and I am no different. I typically have just a couple of poached eggs or an egg scramble with maybe some egg whites, and I usually don't eat first thing in the morning. I usually eat around 10 a.m. I don't try to do intermittent fasting. Not even going to talk about that in this episode, but it just feels best in my body to eat around that time. So anyway, it occurred to me that the night before I took my kids out to eat Amy's Ice Cream, which is this delicious ice cream company here in Austin. And it's kind of like Cold Stone. Cold Stone Creamery, I think, is all over the United States. So it's similar to that, to where they put the ice cream on a board, and then they add in Butterfinger or whatever kind of toppings that you want, but they actually mix it inside of the ice cream. And then I opted for having hot fudge on top of my ice cream, and it was absolutely divine. I loved every single moment of my encounter with that ice cream treat last night. I was truly, truly appreciative of every single bite. And I typically don't have that high of a sugary treat at the end of the evenings. By no means am I saying that I'm perfect at all in my food choices. I'm just saying that typically I don't have this yummy ice cream treat from Amy's, but I did. And it was fabulous. And then this morning I woke up and it created this cascade effect where I really wanted to eat something sweet and fattening. And at first I didn't quite understand why, right? Because I hadn't reflected on what had really happened the last 24 hours. All I knew was my body was saying, give me something fat and sweet now. And it was a huge craving. I dropped my kids off at school and almost went to that little trailer to pick up one of those adorable biscuit sausage treats. Anyway, so the whole reason why is I had the big bowl of ice cream last night, which caused my blood sugar to spike, and then it plummeted once the insulin did its job by coming out and taking the sugar where it needed to go. And that messed with my hunger hormones. Big meals and high sugary treats also disrupt our sleep, which also affect our hunger hormones, like ghrelin and leptin. And alcohol has similar effects on our blood sugar and hunger hormones. I'm sure you have had the experience where you have 2+ drinks in one evening, and then you wake up the next day and you want something to absorb the alcohol, if you will. That's kind of that's the myth, that we're absorbing the alcohol with the food that we eat. And when really, it's really just disrupted our sugar and it has disrupted our hunger hormones. So the best thing to do, just because I'm on this line of thought, is to not scratch the itch. So in the morning, when you do want something that's fatty and sugary, just eat what you normally would eat and don't go for that, because then you're just going to want something that's not as good for you later on that day, the evening, and then the next day, because you're not going to sleep as well, right? So again, this is why it's so important for us to be aware of what's happening in the present moment and then reflect in the last 24 hours or a week, what's been going on? What could my habits and behaviors be telling me? So let's look beyond food and booze, and let's actually look and see the interactions that we've had and the way we've been treating ourselves over the last 24 hours or the last 7 days, and how that could maybe cause us to feel off. Like I mentioned, to feel like we woke up on the wrong side of the bed. So I want you to really look at when you're feeling off, and I want you to ask these few questions. So if you can grab a pen and paper or come back to this later, really want you to ask yourself when you're feeling maybe a little bit more irritated than you normally have been, or maybe you're more responsive than you normally are. And what I mean by that is, if your kid spills milk, do you yell at them or, you know, kind of scream out? Or if you drop something on the ground, do you scream out? Or if somebody comes around the corner to say something to you, do you jump? That's a responsive way of responding. That means something in your nervous system isn't settled. Are you finding that you're playing these old tapes? So you're playing the same story, or maybe even it's a conversation that you've had in the past over and over and over again. Or is there this language pattern that you're using when you're thinking about yourself? You're using words like, I will never be able to, I always do this, this is just who I am. These are language patterns that we use when we're in a fixed mindset, when we're not in a growth mindset. When we're in a growth mindset and we feel ourselves moving forward, when we're actually changing the neuroplasticity in our brain, we use words like, I did the best that I could, I'm learning new things, I'm trying new behaviors on. And those are more of a growth mindset type language pattern. So what I would love for you to do is you just, you know, think back over the past week and ask yourself, how have I slept? What have I eaten or consumed? How am I caring for myself this week? Am I taking breaks? Am I moving my body? Am I waking up early to get some me time or do some meditation or journaling? What has been the constant monologue that I've had in my head on repeat this week? Have I connected with people in real life? How much time have I been spending on social media or reading the news? So just reflect on these, and they can give you so much information about what's working, what's not working, what needs to change. But really, it will allow you to know yourself better in the moment. And I believe that this whole reason we're here on Earth is to get to know ourselves better, right? To get to a place where we feel comfortable in our own skin, where we can lounge by ourselves poolside or on the couch in the morning and really enjoy our own company. And so this allows us to have this ability for self-love when we're able to reflect on what's been going on in my life in a non-judgmental way and just say, could this be causing me to feel the certain way that I'm feeling in this moment? But I'd love for us to actually even do this type of exercise when we're looking at the past 1 year, up to 5 years ago even. But I want us to do this not in a critical way. I want us to really have this reflection over the past 5 years as a way for you to feel proud of yourself. Because more than likely, if you're listening to this podcast and you're attracted to my message and what I'm putting out in the world, then you're probably the type of person who values personal growth, which means that this isn't your first rodeo, that you've had moments where you've maybe added new habits or behaviors or mindsets to your day. And I want you to give yourself credit for that, because typically we don't notice these small changes that we make on a day-to-day basis. So what is the one thing that you can be proud of that you've implemented? Or maybe it's something that, you know, only you can see. Or maybe it's something that you can't see at all and a partner or a friend or a coworker has commented on it. An example of this is I was having this moment where I needed to have a hard conversation with an acquaintance. And I was using my husband as a sounding board. I love to do this, by the way. Actually practicing what you want to say to somebody is this beautiful way of allowing your brain to practice and envision the way that you're having these conversations. This can be in like a business meeting. This can be a hard conversation with a loved one. This could be actually even the way that you want to respond to your kid in these situations that occur over and over and over again. So I love, you know, using my husband as a sounding board in this way, but you can actually even look at yourself in the mirror and practice having the dialogue. So anyway, I needed to have this difficult conversation. And so I was using as my sounding board, and he just looked at me and he was like, you've got this. You are a different person than you were years ago. You look at people completely differently than you used to look at them. You see them as in their humanness, right? That we all have faults, but what really connects us all is this beauty and this humanity, and that we're all just trying to do the best that we can. And he mentioned that I deeply understand people without having to know the whole story. And he's like, you just don't get upset. You allow people to have their moments and then you move on with them. And, you know, you'll totally be fine in this. And I thought it was really sweet. And it was also something that I had missed. I maybe would have never reflected on being able to have that capability that I didn't have before. I had this new skill that I didn't have before. And that was through years of practice, but the practice of self-awareness is what brought me there. And anyway, so I'd love for you guys to maybe think on something that you've really grown in over the past 1 to 5 years. Maybe it's you've instilled this new habit with the foods that you choose, or maybe it's even just as simple as your awareness about how much and when and why you drink, or maybe it's the way you show up to work. It's in a more positive way, or you're more focused and diligent, or maybe it's the relationships that you have that you haven't given up on, or maybe it's the ones that you released because they weren't working for you. But I really would love for you to just take some time, spend time and reflect on this, because there is gold here. It will give you so much. And so often in our life, we zoom ahead to the next thing. We reach our goal and then we're like, what's the next goal? What's the next goal? What's the next goal? And we never sit and have time to truly reflect. So this Thursday, I'm going to release a bonus episode where I have a visualization meditation for you, and it will all be around how we can really sit and reflect on our past year. So if you want to join me for that, keep an eye out. And as always, let me know what you think about the episode. Bye.
The world needs the vibrance and wisdom of a woman's intuition to help heal the world. When we learn to trust ourselves through leaning into and through discomfort, we learn to trust ourselves, and in that space is our power and clarity.